Animal welfare groups in China have stepped up their campaign to stop bears being farmed for their bile. Bear bile is used as an ingredient in traditional Chinese medicine. It's supposed to cleanse the liver and improve eyesight. It's extracted from living bears without anesthetic, and the practice is legal in China. But the campaigners say it is cruel and are calling for it to be stopped. Now, though, the industry is fighting back. Michael Bristow reports from Beijing.
This is a bear farm where animals are milked for their bile, an ingredient in traditional Chinese medicine. Campaigners say this secretly shot video shows the full horror of this procedure. Here, a farmer shows exactly how it's done. A tube's inserted into the bear's stomach to drain away the precious liquid. It's supposed to cleanse the liver and improve eyesight. Westerners believe this is cruel, says this farmer. But I think these bears are just contributing towards society. This is the woman who shot the video and made it public. She spent 4 years collecting evidence against what she says is a barbaric trade.
Chinese people simply don't know that for years we've been extracting bile from caged bears, and that it's allowed by the law.
The fight to stop this practice is gathering pace and is part of a growing awareness in China about animal rights. There are already campaigns to stop eating dog meat and shark's fin soup.
Visitors might come to this zoo to coo over the bears, but there are still plenty of people in China who buy medicine made from bear bile. They support this practice. Bear farmers are also now speaking out. They're starting to fight back.
One company already has 500 moon bears, an endangered animal. It wants to list on the stock market so it can expand. It says extracting bile is easy and painless.
Making a hole in a bear's stomach is like piercing a person's ear. The hole's just like another nostril.
But attitudes in China seem to be changing. There's genuine anger, which means the days of farming bears for their bile might just be numbered. Michael Bristow, BBC News, Beijing.